938-9400. Headlines.
The FDA is going after Juul Labs.
Oh, yeah. I think it was for advertising that it was... safer, and it was
illegally marketing the e-cigarettes as being safer than traditional cigarettes. So, and the government's like, it's not true. You said it was, and we're obviously in a big problem right now. Five deaths have been linked directly to vaping in recent weeks. Hundreds of people have been sickened by vaping related illnesses.
Doesn't that concern you when you know that so many of our nieces and nephews vape?
Yeah, it's the lung thing, and it's quick too.
So they got to identify what that is. I don't think it's turned out. Yeah, well, maybe they don't know, but some of them are thinking it's a certain, that it wouldn't necessarily be the fact of vaping.
It's the combination of what?
The cartridges, the kind of flavor ones.
Something in
one
it.
One of them might atomize something that causes cancer.
Well, and some of them mix and match, you know, some of them kind of add in their own. So when they do that or they buy off-brand, off-market vaping juice, you know, the black market or whatever, secondary market, that can also be an issue. But they're apparently the Food and Drug Administration issued a warning letter to Juul. So this could be the start of maybe Washington making more of a stink about it. There's a new report that the CIA extracted a top spy from Moscow. It had to do with concerns that the operative would be exposed. Apparently, the alleged spy was significant to U.S. operations. But there were concerns after the Trump administration kind of mishandled some classified material that may have put the spy at risk of retaliation if he had stayed embedded.
Well, we wonder how true it is. What details are, you know, conjecture and what's real, but... Whatever the case, this was somebody that we had embedded for decades.
Decades.
That was close up top. So you know that Putin's people have to be like, who else?
God, I just imagine
that
a bad
we had
movie.
Somebody close to the circle that has been giving us information or maybe back channeling.
Okay.
And that when the 2016 election tampering stories came out, some media sources were reporting, well, there's an inside source in the Kremlin. And that was the original deal where I guess our intelligence people were like, you know, the press kind of knows that we've got a source. And then they were afraid that some of these behind closed doors meetings where Trump has and he throws out sometimes intel to other countries going, we know your missiles are there.
Okay.
Gary's a CIA guy. He lives in your town, he told me.
And he's well, he's going to get poisoned now. So
dead.
Congratulations.
Gary's dead now.
Gary's dead. Thank you.
So
Run,
they thought
Gary.
maybe something could be exposed. So they were trying to get this guy out and he didn't want to leave. I think he's got family there. So who knows if we'll ever find out who the person is.
I'm guessing
is.
He has to go into
2017
hiding.
I assume
it's
a Russian. They extracted him.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure.
And did he bring his family with him?
For the first time since 1986, vinyl records are set to outsell CDs. The vinyl renaissance shows no signs of flagging.
But, that's also because no one buys CDs.
That's exactly what
it
is.
I mean, that's the day you have to look at it. Like, no one has bought a CD.
But I will say this. I went to a mall on my trip out east. There was a huge record store. I mean, they
well,
had
record
like...
Record store, I understand, but I'm saying CDs.
They still have record stores.
The reason records have... caught up with beat CDs for the first time is because no one's buying CDs.
No, I'm buying
but
anymore.
People are definitely buying records.
Yeah.
It was just interesting to go into a store and see, like, you know, just all of this
to see
new
records. Because it started, the record store sold originally when they opened all albums. Then they started to compete with tapes. And then
the
CDs bought all of them. It's weird to see that the one thing that finally lasted was the album.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Beatles, I guess, sold more than 300,000 vinyl records last year.
I wonder if a lot of it has to do with that movie, too.
Yeah, the movie that came out. But I just think that's a lot of vinyl. I mean, 300,000 units, that's something else. Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium is about to show off two of their newest additions. Snow leopard cubs that were born earlier this summer are going to go briefly on display today. 10 a.m. when they get weighed. They say the cubs and their mother are not quite ready for viewing, but they hope to make them available for public display in the near future.
Do we have names?
They haven't gotten names yet, the little guys. Two little snow leopards that were born May 22nd.
They'd call them Dip and Dot.
Their mom's name is Rosemary and the dad's name is Pasha.
Rosemary and Pasha.
Those are the mom and dad.
Okay. I like the name Pasha.
I know. Very posh.
I like Dippin' Dots.
So they also had another little baby named Victoria.
Oh, Victoria, ooh, the snow leopard.
What's the price tag of a snow leopard?
Good God, a
lot. Like if you're a zoo and you wanted to buy one.
I got to hold one a long, long time ago.
A snow leopard?
Yeah,
yeah, they brought him into the show.
A baby one. He was so soft and cuddly. Little thing.
Oh, they're so cute.
Congratulations.
If you are worried about the fact that your teen isn't dating and whether or not that means that they're somehow not adjusted, you need not worry. As a matter of fact, there's new research that says that youths who do not date are actually less depressed than their dating peers. This has got to be great news for moms and dads everywhere that are just like, ugh, please. Yeah, just
get better social skills.
I think parents are afraid. Our generation thought if our kids are as wild as we were, and it's getting weird for some parents because they're like, they're not that social.
Yeah.
So then they're initially, relieved that they're like, my kid's not a wild man like I was. But then,
well, it says it gets
social fine, but dating, like social, sure.
They're saying it increases their social skills. Maybe they're getting out more as opposed to just sitting on a FaceTime all day long.
But don't you think that's much harder to date if your social skills aren't as strong?
Absolutely.
This generation didn't have to, they don't have to talk to people as much as we did. Like when we were kids, you had to answer the phone and talk to people. Yeah. Mom, yeah. Dad, people came to your door, ding dong.
Yes.
You had to talk to strangers. You had to come out of your shell.
I think you could be social.
They never run into anyone to talk to. Nobody talks to strangers.
They don't. It's
this is also the stranger
place.
Danger generation. So talking is weird.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it has. I mean, I like the fact that these kids that they're talking about from this research, they're social. They have social lives. They're just not romantic with anyone.
But
isn't
that important?
Perfect.
I mean, don't you want them to learn relationships? You
not at 15.
Learn it at 40.
It's just
or
delayed.
25.
No. What I'm saying is, I think it's just delayed. The reason they're not dating yet is maybe they're not comfortable enough yet to date.
And that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of weird changes going on, hormones and all sorts of stuff and how you feel. The last thing you want to be is, you know, have somebody breaking your kid's heart.
But it happens. It doesn't matter if you're 15 or 30. I don't know. It's just a tougher platform.
I just need to send this to my husband.
Why? So, does he want the boy to date?
No.
No,
he wants Mara to basically, and whenever anybody's like, well, what are you going to do when that first guy comes home, takes her to prom? He's like, I don't know. Do they have prom at the convent? I'm like, please stop. You're going to let our daughter date. But this
they're growing
give
fast.
Evidence that they will not be going anywhere anytime soon.
Wake up. Get up.
Wake up. You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
Chance the Rapper. Yeah, looks like he's canceled his show, his whole tour. I thought it was for a good reason, too.
Yeah, he's the new daddy. He and his wife just welcomed baby number two.
Yeah, he said that last time he missed a lot of the important parts of the beginning of it and wants to sit back and help out on this run.
Yeah, Kensley is their daughter.
Okay.
She's, I think, going to be like three. And Marley is the new baby girl. I think it's amazing that, because, I mean, he's got a lot of momentum going right now. And for him to say, you know, like, okay, I'm not going to push this new album. I'm going to hold off. So his tour is now going to kick off January 15th.
Okay.
So everybody who gets a ticket, you eventually will get a make good, or how does that go?
Yeah, what they're saying is hold on to the ticket because they will...
Someday he'll come back and that ticket will be good then.
That ticket will be good then. And if you want a refund, which I say you can't make it when they reschedule, then they'll offer refunds as well. So, I couldn't imagine. I don't have children of that age. You know, I don't know what that would be like to.
It's a big year for him.
Miss things, you know. Yeah, it's a very big year. It seems like
he got married.
Yeah,
he dropped a new album, planned this tour, welcomed baby number two. I think it's great that he's carving out some time for himself. I mean, let me tell you, it's magical those first couple of months. And it's exhausting.
Yeah,
I almost wonder if his wife was sort of like, listen, I did this solo the first time.
He said that he went on a 2-week tour when Kensley was born, missed some of the most important milestones in her life. And most importantly, I was absent when the mother needed me the most.
Yep. dialed in. So at this point, as a father and a husband, I guess he's going to gotta correct his past. You know, but the first time out, you don't know. I mean, that was the funny thing, like how Peter, my husband, was after baby number one and baby number two.
Did he help out more on the second one?
He took paternity leave for a little bit on the first one, but I think he realized on the second one just how, like, how necessary that was.
Yeah.
Like, especially then also you've got, I mean, in our case, we had a newborn and not even a two-year-old running around. I mean, I was overrun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta stick to the, at that point when he wasn't around, I was a zone defense. It was tough.
All right. Well, hold on to your tickets if you're going to go see Chance the Rapper, because he will be coming back. All right. That's what they're saying anyway. So, and otherwise, I'll refund you.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Post Malone, his second annual Postie Fest. He just announced the lineup. Meek Mill, Pharrell Williams, Jaden Smith, a.k.a. Will Smith's kid.
Where is Postie Fest?
It's down in Texas, I think. Oh, Arlington?
Arlington, okay. Texas, November 2nd, and tickets go on sale. So there's like there was pre-sale starting today if you're a City Card member. But, you know, it's a fun destination if you're up for checking out Post Malone and his friends.
God, City Card's got that hookup with these artists for those concert tickets, man.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift. Everything. Almost pays to be a holder of the City Card.
Do we have any idea how much?
I haven't seen the prices on tickets. Those festival tickets, though, I mean...
You can get up there.
Yeah. I mean, it can be a lot, especially a stadium tour like this with a bunch of people. He's just got all sorts of new music out. People are loving it. So if you are up for a road trip, Post Malone, November 2nd, down in Texas, you can check out the second annual Postie Fest. Taylor Swift is loving the fact that she got to be a cat for work. There's what? A new teaser trailer out for the movie version of the musical Cats. It's coming out December 20th. I don't know if you've seen the first trailer. It came out about a month ago. It's disturbing. It's just not okay.
And is she's in it?
She's in it. She's one of the producers. I mean, she was like, let's make Cats the movie happen. Jennifer Hudson, Idris Elba, Rebel Wilson, Jason Derulo. These are just some of the big people that you're going to see strutting their stuff, singing as Cats when it hits theaters December 20th.
You probably bought tickets to the damn thing, didn't you?
No. I'm not a fan of Cats.
She's a cat snob.
I did not enjoy
How
Cats.
How was that?
I just did not enjoy the musical. I've seen it now twice.
You believe they should stay as pets and not as a musical.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm all for dancing cats, but I like it in the form of, like, you know, YouTube videos,
dancing
funny things.
Dancing cats. I like dancing cats.
Who doesn't like a dancing cat? One of my favorite things ever is the cat on the Roomba.
Where would you put on the spectrum Cats and Hamilton?
Hamilton is like a 10 plus.
Is it? Okay.
Cats is like a 3.
Where would you put Book of Mormon?
Cats, Book of Mormon is like a 10.
I've only ever seen one play like that ever, and it was Book of Mormon. Tomorrow night,
amazing.
Tomorrow night, I can see Hamilton.
You're in for a treat. You are in for such a great audio adventure. Plus, Jeff, you're such a history guy. You're going to love how they make this so interesting and hip and relevant. And the music is so cool.
Top hat.
Book of Mormon was so good.
Oh,
yes.
I just love that.
I haven't seen I Wish I Would.
That's a high bar.
Yeah, is it? Wileen, those guys wanted to go. I want to go. I'm going with you also tomorrow. So I don't know what to expect yet. To go see Hamilton.
I think we'll be blown away. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
The music is unbelievable. You guys are going to be blown away at how, and just the craft of it. Like, you're like, wow, this is so clever and so good. I don't think my brain could have ever created what Lin-Manuel created.
So this is the road show that's in Omaha this week. So, I mean, how big of a deal are all these actors? I mean, I'm sure these guys are all pretty big studs, right?
Yeah. I don't even know.
I think so. I mean, you know, I mean, they're part of the touring company, so you'd have to beat out a ton of people to get a gig like that. I mean, they're not going to put slacks out on the road. But I guess the Kelly Clarkson show kicking off. I forgot that she had her own talk show, but she premiered it yesterday, and it was a surprise appearance by Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Steve Carell.
That's cool. I saw her do her little rap battle with Jimmy Fallon the night before to promote it.
Oh, cute. I mean, the whole thing with Steve Carell is remember when he's in the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson! So they have him announce her?
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson! When he was getting
his
chest shaved or
this should be a
waxed.
Good show. Waxed. Yeah.
She yeah, but for so some nice. Reason, talk shows are some, it's always been, it's really hard to pull them off. Okay. I mean, it is like lightning in a bottle to even make it past year one. You never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think of how many people have been given a show that you probably never even remembered them having a show, but it failed.
What time
so
is...
I'm wishing her luck, but good luck.
What time is her show on?
Check the TV guide.
I remember, okay. They can slide right. them around. It's all in your own network. It's not necessarily always live. I don't know where...
I'm going to have to check it out. Because I do like watching a little bit of Ellen, but that's about it.
That's what I'm saying. Ellen is, look at that. She's the gold standard.
Yeah, right. She is.
And Ellen is dishing about, apparently she got a recent audience with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and got to meet new baby Archie. And
even, here's a sentence I thought I would never say, but I spent the afternoon with Prince Harry and Meghan. And let me say, I just want to say it was an honor for them to meet me. And seriously, they are so amazing. They're the cutest couple and so down to earth.
Wow. Look at that.
She got to meet baby Archie, and she said he looks like Harry.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because everybody's wondering, like, what does he look like? The photos have been non-existent. I mean, they issued maybe one when he was first born, and maybe we've seen him one other time. But other than that, they have kept him very under wraps.
That's what she says.
I mean, I can't tell you how sweet they are, but the most important thing is I got to hold little Archie, the baby. I fed Archie. I held Archie. Not like that. I knew how to hold him. He weighs 15 pounds, which the exchange rate, I believe, is $17 here. Do you want to see a picture of him?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say no. I don't have one. I didn't think it was right to go, can I get a picture? But I did draw a picture of what he looks like. And he actually has a perfectly circular head. He looks just like Harry. And he had more hair than I did at the time.
Oh, wow.
I feel like Ellen could command her crowd to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like she could send them out on a hit job. Like
bark like seals.
Assassinate the following person. And they would march out of the studio.
They probably would. Yeah.
They're very doing
suggestive.
It. There's rumors that Angelina Jolie is looking to adopt again. So she has 6 children, 3 naturally, 3 she adopted, and she just dropped her eldest, Maddox, off at college in South Korea last month, and now there are rumors that she wants to pick up another kid.
Jeez. What's her youngest? Do you know how old her youngest is?
It's the twins.
Okay,
and I believe they're 8 or 9.
Okay.
But then she adopted after the twins, but the boy that she adopted is older.
All right.
He's basically like 15. I think she adopted him when he was like 8. So she's got, you know, a really large extended family. I mean, 6 kids, and now rumors of Angelina adding a 7th. That is the other thing that we want to get to is Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy are expected to announce a joint tour later today. They're expected to drop the news about Hella Mega. So it looks as though Green Day will be the headliner, and then Weezer and Fall Out Boy probably will be the opening act.
So that's a pretty cool show. See, yeah. Green Day, they haven't been on the road since 2017.
It's been a while.
Yes. Kelly Clarkson show airs today on ABC, KETV.
Okay.
Right before Ellen DeGeneres. So she gets that slot between Dr. Oz and the Ellen DeGeneres show. So she's on at 3.
All right.
Ellen's on at 4. Kelly Clarkson!
Okay, good deal. Sounds like my afternoon's taken.
There you go. Hey. Good day. No, is there any White Claw? When does the White Claw shortage hit Omaha?
Have you noticed it?
I haven't been out yet. I'll be out today. I'll see if it's shortage. I did notice it. I went somewhere and all they had was that Truly, and they had a big empty section that I assumed that was the White Claw. But that was before I heard about the shortage, so maybe that's the start of the shortage. How sad is that?
Maybe they're behind the shortage.
Could be. All right, 240, 850. Your high today going to be...
All you got to do is say White Claw, and he can't think of anything other than
240.
White Claw. 240.
240.
2:40.
That's how much time was on that song. Now there's 2:30.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.